It's the 4th of July, and I'm in the Stovepipe Corner Schoolhouse, which, if you don't know, sits just west of the gazebo in the town green behind the Dorothy Allen Memorial Library. I'm Steve Shepherd, and I'm a member of the Williston Historical Society. Every year on the 4th, we open the schoolhouse just before the parade begins to allow people to visit one of the 16 or so original one-room schoolhouses that at one time were scattered around Williston. This year, we decided to do something a bit different to celebrate the holiday and the town. I set up a little recording studio in the corner of the schoolhouse, and when people came in, I asked them to share a story with me, a special memory about our town. I recorded them and then wove them together into a narrative, which is what you're about to hear. Now, I should probably warn you, there were a lot of people coming and going while I was doing these interviews, which was great, but it made for a few slightly noisy recordings, but that's okay. Noisy meant that people wanted to be there, so we'll just call it ambient background. You can hear the voices just fine. So sit back and relax with your headphones on, and listen to this little collection of Williston stories from your neighbors. I'll be back at the end.
So one of my best memories as a child in Williston is going down River Cove Road to the Winooski River and spending my days fishing with my brothers and cousins. We caught bass, we caught perch, we caught sometimes even a walleye down there. So great memories of doing that. Oftentimes my dad would have an auction at Merrill's Auction Gallery off James Brown Drive, and sometimes we would work, but most times we would say we're not so interested in working all day, so we would take the one fishing pole we had and some hooks and head down to the Winooski River. And because we only had one pole, we would cut the line off the pole and find sticks and make our own fishing pole so everybody could fish. And we'd tie a hook onto it and then spend a lot of time looking for crayfish and play around all day on the river. So you could go down there and one day it would be extremely low and you could walk across, and another day it might be raging.
My husband and I moved here in 1967, and we've been here in the same place ever since, in Oneida Acres. And my husband was in the fire department and eventually joined the part-time police department, and they drove their own cars, put the sirens in the car, our car. 4th of July was the big, you know, a big thing back then. And we made floats, our development made floats. We won the grand prize one year. We did a replica of the Blair House at Tass Corners. And I remember when there was just a store at Tass Corners. The first time I came to look at our house, which Herbie Goodridge reminded me was built on a farm, Manny's farm, when I was complaining about people building on farms. And Herbie said, "Let me tell you, your house is built on Manny's pasture." So I couldn't really complain too much. And anyways, there was a big red barn on the corner of Mountain View and Industrial, and that was the way I found my way home. Blair Farm, of course, was very active, and there were cows where Friendly's store is, or was. I've just watched the town transform. People are trying to hold on to the basics of Williston. And I think new people that have moved in are grasping that, and so that gives me hope.
I was married in the old brick church in 1990. And on October 6th, on a gorgeous windy fall day, and that tree was still there to the left, this gorgeous orange tree full of leaves. It was just a stunning day, and all of our pictures were taken outside. It was so, so, so delightful. And so whenever there's an opportunity, I want to come and visit the church. At the event in May, where I was working with some other people on the green for an event, the church was open. I had not been in it since I was married in 1990. So my husband died 14 years ago. But it was so delightful to go inside. And I stood at the front of the church where I was married. It was so lovely. And I'm here today to go in the church again.
My name is Barbara, and I moved here 2 years ago, and when I got here, I had no cell phone reception, of course, within my house. within my driveway, within my house. And so I went to Verizon and I asked them for an extender or some kind of a power boost for my unit. And the salesperson at Verizon said to me, "Young lady, when you move, when you buy a new house, there's two things that you should always check. One is the water pressure, and the second is the cell phone reception. Tough noogies."
Yeah, my earliest memories as a kid, you know, I grew up 40 minutes south of here, about 30 minutes south in Duxbury, and I remember coming to Skateland as a kid and just loving it. And then I remember as a young kid, you know, the whole Don't Maul Williston campaign. And I can't remember if that was when Walmart was trying to come in or if they were, because I feel like Taft's Corners was already built up a little bit at least. But, it, you know, it was just so different as you got off the interstate there.
First memory I have of Williston is driving through here in about 1970 when I was at University of Vermont. And my memory is that there was almost like a dirt road. It was so rural. And I also know about the armory here because my close friend's father was General Billadou, and I think at one point it was dedicated to him. And so that's, I mean, I moved here in 1998, well, 96, and at the time there were no grocery stores, which was kind of a shock, even though I should have known ahead of time, but I didn't really. And so we go to the A&P in Essex Junction, and then Hannaford came in. Walmart, I think, might have been here already. And I probably would have been one of those people that would have opposed the development, you know, if I had been here earlier. But boy, it was really nice to have some stores come in. And now I love that I can even walk places. I live in Lamplight Acres, an older neighborhood that I've been told was once a very well-to-do neighborhood in Williston. And now it's, you know, it's just an old neighborhood. It's we love it, but it is tree-lined and very quiet, but I do enjoy the access to shopping, and it means that even though I like to go to Burlington, you really don't need to. You can just hang out, go to the green at Maple Tree Place. So I love my life in Williston.
I have so many books from the book sale on my bookshelf. Like, yeah. And speaking of the library, you know, summers here were the best. Like, every summer I would take my backpack, because we live, like, on the other side of the bike path, so I would take my backpack, ride my bike to the library, get, like, a huge stack of books, shove them all in my backpack, and then come back.
Let's start with this. Do you have a favorite restaurant?
Probably my favorite food is Aromas of India. I have play dates, I ride my bike, I go swimming at Kingsland Bay. We went to Shelburne Farms a couple days ago, and we went on a hike basically all around Shelburne Farms. So basically, it's a big place, and you can pick pumpkins, and there's a corn maze, and so basically you can look for the signs, and then it's a puzzle. So you go around the corn maze and you look for the signs and the puzzle. And then at the end of the corn maze, when you, if you successfully get through and finish the puzzle, you show the person at the front the card and you get a piece of candy. If you got it right. On one of the corns in the corn maze, there's a little pumpkin or an apple, and if you find it, you get something. You know, you get a free pumpkin if you find it. And I found it once.
And as far as I know, my grandmother had the first school bus in Williston. It was an old converted Diamond Rio panel truck, chain drive. Her name was Gladys Lero. And she was a school teacher, and she used to live right across North Williston Road, across from this school. Yeah. She went to high school in Essex. Then she went to UVM. And at that point, you only had to have 1 year to become a school teacher. Yeah. My brothers and I are the fifth generation to live in a house here in Wilson, right across from the golf course. Yeah. Yeah.
Moved here in 1976 with my family. My husband had been working for IBM in Fishkill, New York, and he was transferred to Vermont. And my kids were all excited because when we lived in Fishkill, New York, we used to come the first week of March, take the kids out of school, and come up here to go skiing because at the time, I don't know if you know this, that what was the head of IBM was the owner of Madonna Mountain. Anyway, there was some connection with IBM at the time. And so before we moved to Vermont, we used to come up here for skiing. And then when the kids found out Charlie was transferred and he was going to be working here in Vermont, they were all excited because this is the place that we would go for skiing. They thought, you know, they were going to ski forever. And so we bought a piece of land and we had a house built. And the kids went to the Williston Central School. My daughter, who was the oldest, she went to CVU. She was a sophomore in high school. And she went to CVU, but my other daughter and son went to Williston Central School. That's long before the Central School split up into two, long before that. And I had been an at-home mom, and I had been a volunteer library helper where we lived in New York. And I came to the library here at the Williston School, and I asked the principal if I could be a library aide. And he said, yes, we'd be happy to have you as a library aide. So then I went to St. Michael's and UVM and took courses to become an accredited librarian. And so I became the librarian at the Williston Central School.
My sister still lives in my parents' house. We bought the house in 1955 and moved from Burlington to here. Early memories of Williston. It's a nice rural town. There's a lot of farms. We used to spend a lot of time playing in Allen Brook, which was a great resource for a lot of fun. And used to go hiking up on Yance Hill. That was always another place for a great adventure. Unfortunately, all hell is up there now, so. And of course, right here, we're sitting in the old schoolhouse across the road from the famous Edwards Bicycle Shop, where my father bought his first gasoline-powered real lawnmower that didn't really work very well, but Edward was always willing to service the thing and stuff. So we spent bought a lot of bicycles there, and I think one of my I think my brother might have even bought a motorbike there. So Edward was a great guy. One of the things that is still available now in Williston, even though it's, you know, when we moved here, I think the population was 1,400, and now it's probably 11,000 or so. There's still a lot of nice open space that's been preserved, and there's you can get away from Taft Corners in 5 minutes and get back to the rural Williston that I grew up in. So one thing that people are missing is growing up in a small town was all of the things that were available for us. Of course, back in the late 50s and early 60s, you could go where you wanted, when you wanted, and it was just it was a great place to grow up. the Lefebvre farm was right next to my parents' house there and stuff. And so even though Mr. Lefebvre had 10 cows and milked the cows by hand at first and used milking machines and stuff, he had an old Ford 9N tractor that, you know, he'd pull us around the hay wagon and things like that. So there's just most of those things that I grew up with is just not available to the vast majority of people growing up now. I'm glad my parents moved from Burlington to here because I would have grown up a completely different person as far as that. So, and I think you knew your neighbors more back then than what you do now. People seem to be more cloistered as far as you got a close group of friends right next to you and stuff. But, you know, I knew people all the way down at, you know, Phelps's Corner down there. And there just wasn't that many people. So that you knew who the people were. I think there might have been more of a closeness to the residents that lived here at the time. It was a great place to grow up.
So in 1988, my son was born on March 5th. We came home from the hospital. I live on Wilson Road in the village. And I looked out the window, and this schoolhouse was going down the street. And so I'll always remember that it was moved here from where it was on Mountain View Road in March of 1988. And then it has been used a lot. It was used for some special education functions, and then I do Four Winds Science in the schools. And long ago, we used to have trainings in this space.
My mom grew up on South Road before the interstate came through, and it was connected to what is now Johnson's Avenue, Street, Road, whatever that is. And that when they were building the interstate, my grandfather would take a box truck, food truck kind of thing, and he would make breakfast and sandwiches and coffee and stuff, and he would drive the dirt road of the interstate and sell breakfast and stuff for the guys working. And then he would come back and make up his sandwiches with his special grinder sauce and have hot dogs and all kinds of stuff, and would then go back out for the lunch hour for the guys on the interstate.
So my husband is Rick Lefebvre. He grew up on the corner of Oak Hill Road and 2A. Yes, where the church is, across from the church. And my father-in-law grew up in Williston. He was Nelson Lefebvre, and his parents were Armand and Yvonne Lefebvre, and they sold their property, and it was Lefebvre Lane. And I remember when we moved back from Texas, my husband and I, it was spelt wrong. And I was like, what are they doing? It's not spelt correctly. So I said, somebody needs to go to the town and tell them Lefebvre is not spelt right. So anyway, my mother-in-law would tell me stories. She also grew up in Williston. Her maiden name was O'Brien. And she would tell me stories about her grandmother that lived next door in the little red house, which I guess the short sleeves lived in after. When she was young, she used to tell me about her grandmother going to her house and having tea with her and having the sugar cubes put in her tea, and how her grandmother used to wear the buckle-up boots. And it was just very interesting. And I asked her, I said, would you ever like to go back in the house? Since, you know? And she said, no, I want to remember it like it was.
The town band was started in the 1950s by Howard Carpenter and who lived down there, and it just has continued year after year and is as big as ever now. In fact, we've outgrown the gazebo, or the bandstand as we call it. So I'm hoping that when the library is added onto, that they build a platform out the side of it where we can play with a wall behind us, because then we'll switch it around. The audience will be where the gazebo and grounds are.
So many of the locations and institutions and practices that our neighbors talked about in their memories have disappeared, but the memories that helped shape Williston have not. Skateland operated from 1977 until 2001. The Verizon store complex sits on its spot now. The school buses are now enclosed and warm, thankfully, and kids no longer skate up and down the Allen Brook. Thanks for listening to these memories of our neighbors, and thanks to everyone who shared them with us. We'll capture more of them in the future, so if you have a good memory to share, please contact me. I'm Steve Shepard at the Williston Historical Society.